was a guy like Hub, ran 4.6 something at the combine, and ran a high 4.5s at his pro day. You have so many long runs.
Well, one thing I think they do is they commit to the run. And a lot of those big play runs have occurred in the second half, late in the game. He got 16 carries in the second half, and you know, it looked like they bottled him up early, and then even against Washington, he broke a couple, you know, 15-yarders late. But certainly a home run hitter, and I think that, you know, a lot of defenses, once you get through the first line, really sometimes you're talking about beating a post safety. And he does a great job of running in the open field, of attacking the guy's leverage, you know, making the guy sit down, as opposed to just looking for the sideline. He's attacking the guy and then making a break. So it's a huge challenge for us. I mean, obviously we're preparing all week. We're trying to prepare for the running game.
Marcus Gilchrist, as he's been here a little longer and started playing more for you.
Yeah, just continuing like a lot of guys to develop and learn our system and play in some different spots. We ask guys that are capable to be versatile and know, you know, more than one position. He's playing safety for us. He's playing, you know, down low a little bit for us on third down. So just continuing to get better every week, hopefully like a lot of guys.
Last year, what was the key last year? You shut down Conley, Hill, and did a great job on Kelsey. What did y'all do that you got to do now?
I think we have to know where they're at. You know, they all line up in different spots. I mean, Hill's usually where he's at. He's going to be, you know, behind the quarterback, or he's going to be next to the quarterback. So that's where he's at most of the time, with Hunt. And then as it relates to the receivers, like you mentioned, they all have big play potential. They all have great ability, and they do a great job of lining them up in different spots. Kelsey could be out. He could be mid. He could be flexed. He could be the single receiver on the backside. So I think, number one, it starts with awareness of where those guys are. Hill could be in the backfield. He could be in the slot. He could be out wide. So as long as we start out by knowing where they're at, I think then we have at least a chance to cover them.
I mean, to have one fumble, one turnover on the first play of the season, they haven't made one since.
Well-coached, disciplined team. I think you watched on, you know, things that happened on Monday night. They drew the Redskins off sides. It's free yardage that way. They're not jumping off. They're not making a lot of penalties, and they're not turning the ball over. That's a good recipe for and then running the football, and that's a good recipe for success in this league.
The way that the offense is on the field for so much of the game, how does that help you guys as a defense?
Well, I mean, it's huge. I mean, guys are over there looking for exercise bikes to ride. We're running out of bikes to ride and get warmed up. So when our offense can do that, that's amazing. And our guys, I think, played maybe 40 snaps total. That doesn't happen very much in the NFL. We're not expecting that on Sunday night.
Nice back game from New England to what y'all did against Tennessee, especially with the takeaways. Was there a specific key to that? Did you change something up, or is it just kind of a, you know, personnel and that's the opponent?
I think you referenced the secondary. I'd like to reference the entire defense. You know, I mean, I don't think it's just one thing. I think, you know, we talk about the 11 guys out there that are 11 starters. You know, whatever package we're in, whether you're a first-year player, you're a guy that is a backup player, you're a starter. And you're expected to perform well. So with that being said, continue to make a huge emphasis on ball disruption, trying to find ways to get the ball out. You know, keep mixing coverages, keep mixing disguises, and guys going to make plays on the ball. I mean, Dre made two great catches, you know, going high point in the football, catching it with his hands, securing it, coming to the ground. You know, Marcus had a great pick. So those are you know, and then Dylan caught the one they threw him. So it's just, you know, an emphasis and then making plays on the football and catching the ones they throw to you.
What kind of blocking schemes have you seen them throw at J.J. Watt this year, and how do you feel he's doing so far with adjusting to all the attention?
Well, I mean, I think every week everybody's going to have a plan for how they feel like they need to block our better players on defense. And, you know, whether they try to double them or they try to chip them on third down, I mean, there's different philosophies week to week. And, you know, JJ's starting to recognize that, and we have to understand that, you know, we're going to have to put him in different spots, or he's going to have to use different techniques. But, you know, we're 2-2 right now. We're coming off a great team victory. You know, we've got a huge challenge ahead of us. We're going to need everybody's best effort, JJ included, JD, Whitney, can name every 20 four guys that we have on defense. We're going to need everybody's best effort.
What was the key to containing Smith last year like y'all did? And also, going up against a guy like Mariota the week before, does that help at all prepare for Smith getting outside?
Yeah, you know, because he can run. You know, and they may, you know, run the same, you know, zone read plays that Tennessee ran. They certainly can, but you look at his scrambles. I mean, he took off and he basically won the game with him with a scramble for a first down where, you know, he turns the corner, Colas was guy to him as the coach on the sideline, and then the play extension with the scramble on the 2 minute to get the ball downfield to Wilson. So those are what we have to understand that he can kill us. I mean, he had one out here a couple years ago that got called back with a holding call, but that was a 50-yarder where he just scrambles on a drop back pass, and we give him a scramble lane, and you know he's going to try to circle up the defense.
Bill talked about how he wants to get the opinion of the offensive players. Since you were a player, I'm assuming that you want to listen to your players since they're out there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that whatever we do, our players have to be able to like it, and I think understand it for them to play fast and aggressive. And if they don't, you know, we got to throw it out and we got to do something else, because if there's too much thinking going on and if there's too much kind of gray area or they're not sure, we just got to go with what they know and making sure that they'll play fast.
How hard is it to prepare for Andy Reid type offense?
Well, every week in this league is a challenge. I think that's the thing we try to tell our players every week, is that, you know, you go from the Patriots to the Titans to now the Chiefs, and you have to win or lose, you got to turn the page and you got to move on to the next opponent. And then you turn the film on and it's like, man, they're doing this, they're doing that. They do a lot of different stuff and then they're good at it. So they're well coached. They've got good players. So it's difficult, you know, and you have to have a plan and you have to get the players as many looks at it as they can with the different personnel groups, with the different plays that come out of the each personnel group.
You have a special affinity for linebackers since you played it. And also, talk about Colin and Cunningham. And what was it like for you as a rookie linebacker?
Well, I wasn't a rookie linebacker. I came in as a defensive lineman. I played about six positions in Pittsburgh. Eventually moved to linebacker. But, you know, affinity, I mean, I've coached him here, you know, for 4 years now. So they probably can't stand it, but that's what it is. That's what it's going to be. Young players in our system and anybody's system, we've talked about this before, you know, you just got to keep developing, get better. And those guys are playing, you know, they're playing well for us. They're running around, they're active, they're young. They're not afraid to go in there and make contact. They've made big plays for us in all our victories. You know, they've had good plays. And then like everybody else, they've had plays that wish you could have back.
How do you keep too much on the plate of a rookie linebacker mentally compared to what you can do with veterans?
Yeah, I think that you always have to be careful of that. And if you're quizzing them and you're, you know, asking them questions and they're not really spitting it back to you as fast as you need it to, then you probably ought to tone it back. So we're trying to gauge that every week to see what they can understand and what they can comprehend. Thanks.